It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Ariana Grande and her new man, who both are getting divorced, allegedly. There might have been some affair action on his end, but who knows? Maybe hers too. I don't know.
Yeah.
The two of them were spotted hanging out for the first time at Disneyland on Friday night.
Oh, wow.
Being very open about their coupleness. Ethan Slater, he was her co-star in Wicked. He's not visually what you would pick, but who cares? Bright red hair.
He's not visually what you would pick. I had to think about him again, and I was like, yeah, no, you're
not
right.
Not for Ariana Grande, no.
That's not the guy you think she's dating right now. But
you think it's the guy that's going to be her best friend shopping with her. You don't think it's the guy she's going to want to sleep with, but here we are.
She also dated Pete Davidson, so
he's hot.
Her type.
No, he's hot.
No.
Yes.
No.
A lot of women think Pete Davidson is hot.
Oh, well.
Yes.
Wow.
Tall, tatted, funny. Pete Davidson is hot.
Well, maybe some women think this guy's attractive, too. Who knows,
true,
man?
True. So Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater spotted at Disneyland, both getting divorced from their significant others.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have fun at Disney.
Right? Damn it!
No!
I forgot what I was going to give to you. Why did I do this?
I was so ready for my present.
Damn
I was excited.
It.
I had my hands out.
I was excited to give it to you.
I had my eyes closed. I was like, it's a surprise. I wonder
what
it is.
Damn it. I had a total gift for DZ this morning and I forgot it. This is what I get. Okay, I'm gonna have somebody drop it off, and I'm gonna give it to you. Yeah, no, I am, but we're not gonna talk about it yet. Instead, we're gonna talk about memorizing card numbers.
Because
I want to give you that gift.
No, it's got to be in person.
It's got to be. It doesn't make any sense if it's not here.
I feel you. No, I feel you. I'll wait. I can wait.
I bet you will because it's
wait.
A gift. I know.
You know, I'll wait for a gift.
Okay,
come on now.
This. I'll have my babysitter drop it off after she drops the kids at school.
Hey, don't tempt me with a
if
present
she
later.
Wants to. I'm like forcing her to come bring stuff to me. Like.
Maybe.
Like she's agreed.
Maybe.
I'll have it Ubered here, what I got for you.
Somebody DoorDash it?
Yeah. I did get something for DZ on accident, and I was going to give it to him right now, and I forgot it at home. Damn. All right.
It'd be like that, dog.
That's all right. Well, don't forget, we have Fright Fest tickets at 8:40 this morning, and then at 9:20, we have Noah Kahn tickets because he's going to be at Alpine Valley. So, two ways to win this morning, but I want to talk about card numbers instead now, since
Let's
I forgot your present.
Let's chop it up.
Dang it.
Card numbers are something that people use quite often. You already know, man. We all make purchases.
My mom memorized theirs because I've heard her say it on the phone before. And you asked me the other day if I know my card numbers, my debit card, mm-hmm. credit card, any of that by heart. I do not.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
No, not at all. Well, we got to talk about it. We was hanging out with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the topic came about.
Mm-hmm.
Probably about ordering something, whether
yeah.
it be online, Amazon, Target online,
yeah.
Starbucks, because my wife will memorize her card numbers.
Mm.
My wife will memorize my card number.
Mm-hmm.
I, on the other
Smart
hand,
girl.
Barely remember phone numbers.
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember a card number, because then you got to remember all of the digits in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Got to remember your CVV in the back.
And
your security code.
Expiration date.
Expiration
yes.
dates. Are you kidding me?
I actually agree, and I don't even know my security code. That three-digit number we put in over and over and over, I still have to get up and look at the card.
Nah, yeah.
How many years have I had my debit card? 10. Still have to get up and look at the numbers.
The number doesn't change?
I don't remember it changing. How many years does it go before it's expired? Like, if I went and looked at my debit card, I bet it says 2027 right now.
Yeah. I thought the back number changed for some reason.
Maybe it will when I get a new one in 2027.
I wouldn't know. I don't look at the number enough.
Exactly. But yet my mom and your wife could read them off like nothing.
Man, the people that could memorize their card numbers, why?
Well, it's easier.
No, what?
It's easier when you're ordering. You don't have to get up to look at the numbers.
Everything saves it nowadays.
Now.
You know what I'm saying?
But not the security code. The other stuff. You still have to get up. Even unless you're using like an Apple Pay. It's like a tap
That's
and
different.
Pay.
That's different.
But a lot of times if I'm ordering something online and my card is not in Amazon, it's a totally different site. I have to get up, go get it. Like this. Like, hold on.
Leah, wait a second.
Hey, let me set down the wallet. Yeah. I'll be back.
We gotta walk all the way across the room, sit there waiting on somebody. By that point,
timed out yet? No,
yep,
it hasn't.
Nope.
Okay, good. Did the purchase time out yet? Because I'm back with my card now. Okay, now let me open this thing up. Let me move all my crap out of my purse to get to my card.
Now I got to rifle through the wallet to find it. Nope, that ain't it. Nope,
card?
That ain't it.
Which card? Oh, this one. Oh, yeah, that's right. I knew the CV code the whole time. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. You know? No, you didn't.
Like, it's like a whole process, man. Mm-hmm. And
memorizing card numbers. You and me are the same with that, man. Yeah. But I know. I just know some people love the fact that they can memorize a card number in like 0.2 seconds.
Absolutely. I honestly will never be that person, but 414-533-1037. Do you memorize card numbers? Do you know it by heart, or do you just get up and walk across the room to get your purse every time?
I walk across and get my purse every time.
I was going to say, do you go get your purse?
I do every single time, and I will continue to grab my purse every single time too.
We'll take your calls and your texts next about, do you memorize card numbers? Do you know them? Do you memorize your card numbers, your debit card, your credit card, whatever you have? Do you know them by heart like DZ's wife, Erin?
I have enough trouble with numbers as it is.
I need your card number. I'll memorize your card number.
Oh, really now?
Not mine. I'll memorize
Tracy's.
Yours.
I'll memorize yours too. Okay, what's up?
Sorry, never mind. Dude, you wouldn't get very far. No. You'd buy 5 boxes of diapers. They'd be like, you're out of money. Done.
You'd go to the snack machine and it'd be like, declined.
They'd laugh at me. They'd be like, you thought you were buying something today? That's rich. Pun intended. Let's go to Ryan in Calabama this morning, who refused to tell me if he memorizes his card numbers. He said it's got to be a secret. I said, fine. Yeah, you
can tell me. Good morning.
I don't know which way you'd go. Hey, good morning, Ryan. I don't know which way you would go.
I really don't.
Honestly.
I feel like he wouldn't memorize a card number. If I'm thinking about it, like just first answer, don't think about it, he'd say no. I don't know, though.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Ryan?
I don't memorize my card numbers. I memorize my wife's card numbers so I can spend her money instead of mine.
Well, Ryan, I hate to break it to you, but legally, she owns all your money at this point if you're married.
Well, I know that, but I can still imagine it's hers.
I love how you think it's her money.
It's the satisfaction of knowing it's not coming out of your account.
You guys have separate accounts, Ryan?
We do have separate accounts.
Oh, that's right. We've talked about this. I couldn't remember.
Yep.
Very nice. Well, it doesn't matter. It's all hers anyway, buddy.
It's all looped in, baby.
I'm screwed no matter what. So it is what it is.
What's mine is hers, and what's hers is hers.
Do you really have your wife's memorized and not your own? Is that real?
No, I have mine. I have mine memorized, too.
Oh, okay.
But I just try to hit hers up right away before I hit up mine.
He said, I'll memorize hers first, then mine secondary. Right. You know what I'm saying? She got more money.
I wasn't sure which way he was going. All right, Ryan.
She's
thanks for
winner.
Calling.
appreciate
most
you, fam.
Of the women are nowadays. Thank you.
I'm saying, man.
I said what I said.
Hi, big dog.
Hey, let us actually work and look what happened. We made money. Wow.
What a goofball.
Bye, Ryan.
Later, fam.
Ashley is calling this morning. Let's talk to her in Cudahy. It's a regular we have not talked to in like a week or two at least. Ashley, how long has it been? It's been too long.
Yeah, I feel like it's been a while.
Rude.
It's been a minute.
Only 60 seconds.
I see her on Facebook once in a while.
Hey, no less the homie.
Ashley, do you memorize your card numbers?
I do.
What? Are we the only ones who don't? I'm like, what?
I'm starting to feel like we might be, dog, because Ryan went the opposite way. I thought he was for real when he said, no, I memorize my wife's. And turns out he memorizes everybody's.
And now Ashley's saying she does the same thing. Really?
Well, I think Ryan has his wife's, like, rent-free in his mind. He has to think of his own a little harder.
Oh! She's coming for you! And he can't call back because he already went.
No!
So Ashley's a memorizer. All right, that's two.
Just makes it easy for him, huh?
Well, now we're evened out, so let's find out what the other caller's saying. Who's going to win here? Thanks for calling, Ashley.
Yep. You guys have a great day. I miss you.
You too. We miss you back.
Well, then don't be a stranger. You know where we work.
Literally, though.
You know how to find us, Ashley.
You know our number.
I do.
All right, have a great day teaching the young minds this morning. Good luck with that.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Bye.
Lisa is calling from Waukesha this morning. Lisa, are you like Ashley and Ryan and have your card numbers memorized?
No. No way.
Thank goodness.
Hallelujah. Somebody else is an underachiever like DZ and I.
I'd say normal like you and I.
Fair. Average.
Not overachievers like them.
Average.
Yeah.
You're fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Right.
Lisa, do you know people that memorize their card numbers, though?
Yes, my daughter-in-law, and she will memorize mine.
Well, that's a red flag.
Why yours, Mama Bear? What?
Well, I give her it to buy things that I need, you know, like on Amazon. I'll give her my card number, and I don't have to tell her again because she's got it memorized.
Well, that's so nice. Lisa, do you not know how to use Amazon? I mean, what, this isn't, she just does it to be nice?
Lisa, I'd be happy to order stuff for you on Amazon, too. You just let me know.
Like, girl, you can do it. Amazon's very easy to use. We got you.
Throw the card number in
there. I want her to be more independent. I'm like, you can order your own stuff, Lisa.
But you know how nice it is to have family members to do that stuff for you?
Yeah, but you're still paying for it. So you might as well enjoy it. Like, I'm giving you my money to go shopping. I want to enjoy that. If I'm going to spend my money, I want to at least feel like I'm blowing all my money.
Lisa don't like that.
She's like, no, just make it show up.
Just don't show me. Just buy it.
That's
this
awesome.
This way you can hide it from your husband and he doesn't know. She gets it and then I can bring it in slowly.
Oh,
Lisa's a scammer.
I got it. It's not just Lisa. It's the daughter. Look at the two wives.
They're finessing.
They're finessing the men. I love it.
No, this was just at our daughter-in-law's house. We've had this for years. What are you talking about, dear?
This is good stuff. This is a good, mother-in-law-daughter relationship.
You bring in a whole new layer to this one. You said, I don't memorize it on purpose because then I can't remember. I mean, if I don't have my card memorized, who made those purchases?
Those
not me.
They're in cahoots together.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Lisa. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Last but not least, Jordan is calling from Jefferson. Hey, Jordan.
Hello.
So, what's going on up there? Do you memorize card numbers in Dodge County?
Is that a thing?
No, I don't memorize my card numbers. The only number I've able to remember was my CB, the security code on the back.
Well, that makes one of us. So, but that doesn't help you unless you already have a card.
I still have to go, wait a second, I got to find my card, and then, you know, I'm searching my car, my wallet, and I misplaced it, and it's like, oh, crap, here we go.
Right.
You need to get a purse like me.
And like me.
And you'll never lose your stuff again. You can even call it a merce if you want. I don't care.
It's a satchel, and Indiana Jones had one.
There you go. Don't forget, Six Flags Fright Fest tickets at 8:40 this morning. But first, we've got to do Tech Tuesday, all brought to you by Wendy's. Download the Wendy's app today. What do we got, DZ?
All right, y'all. So this one's near and dear to my heart. Today, I'm bringing y'all something personal.
Oh, a personal choice.
A personal tech trend, if you will. And it's something my wife and I have recently discovered and been using.
Yep.
Now, we know it's not a new feature, but meal prepping is hard. Or just shopping, organizing yourself.
It's really
hard. How many times have you overpurchased produce, and then all of a sudden you've got rotten veggies, fruits, and then you go, man, damn, you never use it on time.
Exactly.
Right?
A lot.
More than enough.
Just threw out strawberries yesterday. I was yelling at my kids, why did you eat those?
More than enough, right?
Why did you eat those?
Happens at least once a grocery trip, ain't it?
Yes.
So we've been trying to curb that, and we found something that has actually been working well for us. It's this app called MealLime, like M-E-A-L-I-M-E.
I-M-E.
Yeah, so it's like
MealLime.
Meal and lime, but only one L.
One L.
Yeah.
Got it.
Now you got a meal lime. Mealtime. It's the Mealtime app.
Yeah.
And it's an app that allows you to plan meals if you're restrictive in eating, if you've got food allergies, if you've got like dietary, whatever you might call
dietary
it.
Restrictions.
Thank you. Dietary restrictions.
Uh-huh.
Not only that, though, but you can also portions. You can do portions so that you're not overbuying. You can set reminders. So when you need to go buy things for like at the shopping, the shopping center. Didn't want to name
the
a store.
Grocery store.
At the grocery store. Thank you. I'm real Hispanic right now. At the
El Centro. I can sense you wanting to say Spanish word. I've never seen you do that before, but I'm totally
you
into
feel,
this.
Did you get you?
I can see it. You're the struggling.
The Hispanicness. You're
struggling
in English.
For the English words right now.
This no sé por qué. I don't know why.
It's okay. How do I say it's okay in Spanish?
Está bien.
Está bien. When Spanish is your first language, this probably happens a lot. You're like at the shopping center.
Literally, right? So, and I'm thinking about food. Primarily, I think about food in Spanish. So maybe that's what it is. I ain't gonna lie.
Like, that makes sense.
But
that
this app is amazing.
Yeah.
Whether it's for prep, whether it's for setup, whether it's for buying, whether it's for actually cooking, it's gonna give you all of these things. And not to mention, it's free.
Yeah.
If you wanna do the upgraded version where you can talk to actual chefs,
well, that's what they got
options.
They do that on Tinder too. But we want the upgraded version.
We'll take the light. We'll take the light. The free.
The free.
Thank you. We'll take the LIT version.
I see it here. It's green. It's got like a lime as the app photo.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys like it, you and your wife, huh?
It creates a little shopping list for you. So then you decide on the meals you want, and it's going to tell you, oh, you want chicken parmesan on Tuesday? Well, you're going to need this much parmesan for three people.
Oh.
You're going to need to buy this much chicken. You're going to need this much XYZ. It gives you the details.
Okay.
So now you're not overbuying anymore. You're not overplanning for yourself.
And you're not overeating.
Thank you.
That's really because it's that we throw stuff away, but also this is going to portion your stuff out because it's going to say, here's enough for three people. And you're going to look down and go, well, that's not enough.
Right.
But it is.
But it is.
It's going to force you to eat the right portions too.
Mentally make that change.
It's a mind F in the right way, in a positive way.
In the right way. And I thought it was just dope because for somebody like you with some dietary restrictions, more a low carb ketogenic lifestyle, you can set those cues up so then they know no carbs, low carbs, no sugar, X sugar, whatever.
Yeah.
They're diabetic. Boom.
I do that thing where I just end up buying like 2 pounds of ground beef and throwing one recipe together and seeing how many, leftovers I have. And I have 5 for the next 5 days.
And but do
I
you ever eat all 5?
Sometimes.
Keep it a buck.
No, I do not.
Might miss.
Well, DZ shared one of his favorite apps right now, which is a Mealtime. Mealtime. So you guys can check that out. But that's Tech Tuesday, where we get to share cool tech trends. I like it.
That's right.
What Would DZ Do is coming up next.
Oh, this one's going to trigger. It's about the birds and the bees.
Oh, well, you had me at that.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
You said it involves the birds and the bees.
Yeah, dog.
Okay. Does it involve adults?
No, dog.
Oh, no. Because when we say the birds and the bees, we tend to talk about kids a lot of the times.
Don't we?
I got a 10 and a 12-year-old who are entering those phases. I just bought deodorant.
You bought deodorant?
They both have to have it.
They both need deo?
They both stink.
They got the BO, they need DO?
Fourth and sixth grade. Owen definitely needs it. And Hudson the other day was the first time I went, what the? I was like, oh, geez.
Boy, you musty.
I'm telling you.
I love you, but you musty.
10 and 12. 10 and 12. They're reeking.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. So I ain't gonna cap. Gee, this one might be for you, not for me. This one, this might be a What Would Allie Do?
What does it say? Maybe I wrote it.
Hey, it is an A name. No, Aurora wrote in. They want to be kept anonymous.
It wasn't me, I swear.
No, I
would just say it on the radio with my real name.
Use your chest. You know what I'm saying?
What did she say?
Says, hey, Allie and DZ. Calling the parents on this one, too. How do I go about talking to my 9-year-old about the birds and the bees?
Oof.
I'm personally shocked this is happening. I thought we'd at least get to 12 before this became a topic. She's been really intrigued by the conversation, and I'm nervous her and kids from school are having these talks on their own, and I'd really like to be the one to have a genuine conversation with her before she gets too set in her beliefs about love and relationships.
Oh, okay, she's 9.
Clearly.
Yeah.
How do you even begin to bring this up to someone so young? I could use all the help. I could use all the help I could get. Thank you, Aurora.
Well, Okay, what do you think, DZ?
G?
Does this freak you out?
Yes, 1,000%.
It's not
I'm not even weird. I'm not even close to that stage yet. Yeah. And 9 years old to me sounds young. Mad young, bro. I got a 2 year old, another baby on the way. 9 years old is kind of out of reach for me, right?
Yeah, it just feels that way.
All of a sudden, we'll be there, and then maybe I'll cross that bridge. But right now, our Aurora situation gave me a little like anxiety and panic, bro. Like, you got a 9 year old really interested in the birds and the bees talk? That means something else is definitely going on, in my opinion.
That's the age, and I've talked to friends who are teachers about this, elementary school teachers. Mm-hmm. Third, fourth grade seems to be where there's this switch of maturity, and I mean, goes from baby to not adult, because they're still kids, but that kind of baby vibe turns off around second or third grade.
And now they're a young mind.
And it transitions, and then the next thing you know, you're in puberty, and they're thinking, nothing is sexualized yet before that, if I'm just being blunt about it. And they become to this age where they start thinking about things and liking people. People are being attracted to other people.
Or got older siblings that they're now realizing conversations that they're having kind of stuff.
So I don't know about 9.
9 is young.
But Hudson just turned 10 and I'm buying the guy deodorant. So that means we're not far from puberty, which means why is that talk out of reach?
Would you have that conversation if Hudson was having those conversations now and asking you about it? Hey, mom. You look at that face. I wish you guys could see Ellie's face right now.
It makes me want to cringe, but I would. But I would.
How? That's my question. Because on my mama dog, I don't know how I'd start this off. In my head, 12 is the number.
Yeah.
I'd go, sorry, baby, we ain't going to have this conversation till 12.
No, 12's too far.
I'll tell you what, birds and the bees will kill you. That's what. That's my conversation with this kid.
Because I don't know about you, but I started, you know, my monthly visitor at 11. So I don't know. I think 12 is too late. 12 is,
I wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Puberty, women, those things, all those things have to do with this conversation.
A young lady could realistically could at it. 9?
Yeah, why
10?
Not?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Especially with hormones and
early
food
birds.
And moving things ahead quicker.
Yeah.
A lot of hormones and food.
If she's a little bit taller, if she's a little bit more advanced, like my little sister. Oh, you just messed me up, dog.
I know. What do you think?
Well, it's a little, I'm wondering if it does have to do with the fact that it's a little girl that maybe some of her friends.
It's freaking her out?
It's freaking her out. Maybe some of her friends have already started going through these changes. And they're having conversations as friends. And now she's going home with the curiosity. I got even less of an answer now, G. I got less of an answer
now. My parents never talked to me about it, and I was fine. And
really?
I was responsible for the most part. But they didn't ever talk to me about it, and I'm fine with that.
I got that.
Because I already knew. That's my point. We already knew. We had friends.
Yeah.
We talked. We secretly talked and didn't. We knew.
We did, but.
Come on.
I also had that talk with my parents, though. My mom did sit me down and have that conversation. I was about like 12-ish. And my mom said, you know, this is what could happen. This is what this is. This is what birds and the bees, hot dogs and donuts. Mm-hmm. And then my dad came in a few years later and was like, if you put your hot dog in any donut, you gon' and you get a little baguette, you definitely quitting your job or quitting school and getting a job.
A baguette.
You know what I'm trying to do.
That was a funny reference. Let's talk about it. 414-533-1037. Do you agree with DZ that you would have the talk?
I'd wait. No, I would wait.
You would wait.
Yeah, I would wait. I couldn't. I personally don't think I could have that conversation at 9 years old. I might have to say, this isn't a conversation now. These are some things for a little bit later. Mm-hmm. We'll revisit. I don't know.
I would answer what they want to know. But I would try to do it in a graceful way, which is not a good thing for me. So I'd probably just be blunt. We'll talk to you next and take your calls and your texts. NoahCon tickets at 9:20. But before that, Six Flags Fright Fest tickets, a 4-pack for you at 8:40 this morning.
Can I ask him a hard question today?
Yes.
Bet. This is going to be a super hard question.
You said it was going to be hard yesterday and it was easy. So.
Well, I'm going to make it harder today.
I'll believe it when I hear it.
It might be a spelling question today.
Oh, then it's really, they're going to get it wrong and it will be fine. Let's get back into what would DZ do.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
We got a message from a parent who's worried about talking about the birds and the bees to their 9-year-old. who texted in and said, I hope my 8-year-old doesn't understand this. Well, they will in a year or two if they don't, and they're not going to tell you if they do, because that's what we do as kids. We act like we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Around our parents, we act dumb.
Play real dumb. But listen, I was listening to the lyrics in some of these songs, you know what I mean?
You ever heard of the internet?
These kids have.
I thought my children didn't know anything, and then no one told me he had Googled a lot more than I thought.
He had Googled, and then all of a sudden you see the search results.
Because of course they have. Yep. I would have done the same thing.
Well, how many friends have told you to search something on the internet? And yeah, you know
don't
what? You know what I mean.
Trust your friends, though.
That part. Trust your parents only.
Jen is in Kenosha this morning. Jen, keeping it as PC as possible. Do you think she should talk to her kid about this?
Yes. I'm going to tell you, your parents are doing it all wrong.
Oh.
My kids are grown.
Oh.
You start talking about these things when they're little, and I mean little, like the 2-year-old and the baby's born and the 2-year-old's a boy and the baby's a girl. You're not playing with them, but you're like, that is this body part. They have names. They have everything. We are creating the same culture we hated when we were kids. You don't want to talk about something that's a natural part of existence.
Say, be anatomically direct always.
That part I can get behind. Instead of making fake names for your
body
personal
parts.
Areas.
Sure.
Just
right,
keep it real.
Right.
However, Jen, I will argue with you that babies and brothers and sisters in bathtubs are not thinking about the body parts and that they look different. They're not even noticing
them.
They're
not, them. But There's it's no, not a name.
Is that a teaching opportunity, though, to
no,
go...
They're not thinking about it. Maybe if they ask or notice eventually.
They are. I had a 4-year-old and a brand new baby, and they're like, why is that different than what I have?
Curiosity is young as two.
But they're emotional. Jen, but they have an emotional maturity issue. Yes, 100% I will argue this.
So
you can't just tell them everything because their brain can't process some of it.
No, it's a natural part of existence. We didn't like feeling like the first time you really kissed a boy and touched a part, it was dirty.
What?
That reality, you're not encouraging the behavior, but you're explaining
don't shame it. I get it. You're saying don't shame it.
A natural part of existence.
Keep it normal.
By the time my kids were 12 and 13, we were talking about condoms and birth
control.
Okay,
Jen, thank you. We're going to cut you right there because we're not going to go that far into it, that we want to know about the 9-year-old, not your 2-year-old. However,
but Jen is saying yes.
Saying, do it. Hold on,
have
Jen.
The
we
conversation.
Got,
have the conversation.
People.
Thank you, Jen.
People.
We appreciate
sorry.
Your call.
But I get where she's going. She's saying stop shaming, keep it honest.
Yeah.
But I will argue that the emotional maturity is a factor until a certain age.
Yeah,
so don't overdo it with your children and trying to explain stuff when they're not mentally. They don't have the brain power to
and
do it.
And all
yet.
Kids are
Come
different
on.
As far as maturity goes. Jen's kids might have hit that maturity level earlier than some.
Yeah.
You never know.
But it wasn't at 3.
Who knows?
Tiffany's in Racine this morning. Good morning, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm good. Although, I think you're not going to like what I have to say because I have to agree with Jen I have twins, and when they were 3, they're both boys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, moms don't get any privacy. So they're in the bathroom with me and they're seeing me have my period. And I'm not. Explaining an adult term, but I'm explaining to them.
I don't want to hear your story about you explaining to your kid. Should she talk to her 9-year-old or not?
That they can understand. You know, you use words that they can understand. The thing that's really great right now is they actually have YouTube videos that are made for kids. So parents are struggling to talk to their kids about it. And I would say you don't need to enter the conversation. You just need to listen and answer questions.
Yeah.
So I'd say follow her lead and you don't need to bring it up.
That's advice I could get behind.
If your child's asking questions, you should just be open to answering the questions honestly and using the correct terms.
I hear that. You don't got to go above and beyond, but answer the questions that are being asked and be there to support whatever other questions she might have.
Correct.
And maybe even just directing your child to the YouTube, find ones that you like because there are so many now that are made for kids. Talking about this subject because kids love YouTube.
Yeah. And y'all can watch them together too. Boom.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Or they can watch them by themselves if they're more comfortable.
True. Very true. Very true, Tiffany.
Tiffany, have a great day. If the next person tells me a long story that grosses me out about their experience, we're going to cut the whole topic, DZ.
Are we done?
Julie's in Milwaukee this morning. That was not the question. I didn't want to know about your monthly visitor. That wasn't what I asked. Julie, do you think they should talk to their kids at 9 about the birds and the bees?
Should Aurora have this conversation with her daughter?
All righty. Let's put put it this way. I raised a daughter, and at about the age of 10 or 11, she became interested in boys. I did not have a discussion with her about mechanics. I'm like, too young. I hear about how, what you feel like. What are your emotions? How, you know, what is it okay to do? And I basically said, you know, if you like a boy, you probably want to hold his hand, and that's okay. You know, I didn't want her to feel shame for those feelings because, unfortunately, our society does that quite a bit.
Well, especially with women, we're shamed for doing anything with any boy. It's not like, you know, it's like dirty.
Yeah, you can't be open as a woman sometimes, man. Yeah, you don't get that.
We're told we have to, you know, it's everything is got to have some kind. It's a whole thing for
y'all got to be covered and y'all got to be perfect.
And
we get it.
Exactly. And I just told her, it's okay to have those feelings. If you need to talk about them, I'm here for you. That took care of the whole thing. I mean, she really, I think she really just wanted to know, why do men and women get together? What is that all about? And the emotional part, not the physical part.
It might not be about the birds and the bees at all. It could just be about the wind and the breeze.
I love what she's saying because as a little girl, and Julie will probably understand this, we're not thinking about... you know what, like boys are like, that's not where we're at as we're as we're blossoming. We're not thinking about that like you guys are. She's right. We're thinking about the emotional stuff. She's not wrong. I'm actually really thinking about what she's saying and processing it, and she's got a good point.
Well, it's because the little boy got an emotional change going on physical, and he's going, I don't understand what's happening right now.
Right. Oh, I'm so glad I'm not a boy.
Little girl too.
We get that. Julie, we appreciate the advice. That's great. No, I like that a lot.
Thanks, Julie. Have a good day.
Bye.
Okay, do we have time for Abby?
Ooh.
I don't know. Let's very quickly. Abby,
we got
like 30 seconds. Abby in Menominee Falls, what would you like to share today?
I would say that she should definitely have the conversation if her child, you know, comes to her and talks about it. I've raised a, she's a teenager now, so I've been there, like, and my parents didn't talk to me about anything, so I was kind of lost. So I just definitely think it's a conversation that should be had with the kids. I mean, even boys, too. But, yeah, it's definitely a conversation that parents should have. We shouldn't be afraid to have those conversations with our kids because, like you said, Allie, they are going to figure it out from other resources.
Of course. They're not
I would rather them hear it from me than Google search, because my doctor even tells me, don't Google search, because when you do, you start to get
the rabbit hole, all the crazy answers too, you know?
Next thing you know, you're dying and you have a disease you've never heard of.
You end up on WebMD somehow, some way. I know that's right.
And all you wanted to know was why you feel one type of way. Next thing you know, you're at the cancer ward. And you're like, hold on. They're like, get out of here. Why are you here?
My pinky hurts. You got to get it amputated.
Hey, Abby, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
No problem.
So the consensus is, talk to the kid. It's just a matter of, as a parent, this is, at the end of the day, you decide what you do with your kids, and I decide what I do with my kids, and Jen and Kenosha decides what she does with her kids. So,
and now Aurora's going to pick what she does with her kids. It's about realizing what the kid needs, dog, for real.
Exactly.
I mean, have the conversation, but the parent decides the conversation.
100%. Thank you. Is my special visitor on the phone?
Yeah, your special visitor's on the phone. We got him.
I'm so in love with this guy.
You smitten. Look at you blushing. You blushing.
I am, because he's on the phone, and I've been dying to have him on the air. It's been a minute. Good morning, Owen.
Hi, this is Owen Faith, calling from Milwaukee.
Look at this guy.
He knows the show so well, he says it's Owen Faith in Milwaukee.
Why am I not playing his theme song?
Because he doesn't have one.
You ain't called 5 days in a row yet.
Nope, you got to call 5 days in a row. Try next summer, kid. Good luck with that. Owen, how are you?
Good.
So he's in sixth grade, 12 years old in October. Ooh. One more month. A month from yesterday, he'll be 12.
Wow.
Owen, DZ doesn't know the news yet. He doesn't know about band.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So your mom was just saying that you got some big news to share with us about your instrumentations.
Last year, he was in orchestra and he played the viola.
Ooh.
This year, he decided you didn't like the viola, right, Owen? So go ahead, tell DZ what you picked for orchestra. What'd you pick?
The bass.
Okay, Owen, he picked the bass.
I like that, though. He said the bass. He added the bass to his voice.
Stand up to play this thing. Like a stand. stand up like
I'd hold it like a bass guitar.
And he's actually tall enough because he's almost 6 feet tall.
Ooh, dang, bro.
So wait, Dizzy, did you say you hold it like a bass guitar?
Yeah, but I was joking. You got to hold that thing right to play
like
it correctly.
To see you try.
I know I couldn't. I couldn't, big dog. You called me out, and you're right, Papa. I couldn't.
It's
I shouldn't.
Heavy. It's heavy. It's big.
Those things are beefy.
It's really big. His music teacher carried it out to my SUV and was like, "Okay, you're gonna leave this at home because this thing is really big, and he'll play another one at school."
Oh, so he's got one for home. Mm-hmm. It's that big?
We have to rent it. Yes.
Hey,
and
yo.
Then this year, because he's in sixth grade, he can join band. Well, orchestra and band are different.
Huh.
So this kid's already in orchestra. Owen decided he wanted to be in band too. DZ.
Double up.
So that's my boy. You know we love music in this family.
Heck yeah, man.
So tell DZ and everybody what you picked.
I wanted to just tell everyone why I picked both of them.
Okay, go ahead.
It's because I love music and I'll get some college intuition.
He didn't know that he could get a scholarship from music.
He had no idea. He could get out there, jam, and get money for it.
He found out from somebody else that they had gone to college and gotten a scholarship.
Sure.
Playing the bass.
My wife got a partial scholarship to Lakeland for being in music.
I didn't
My
know
wife's
that.
A percussionist.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she knows how to play all of the percussion instruments.
So she got some of her college paid for because of music.
Because of music. Music got you there.
And Owen doesn't want to do sports.
It's not always and that's what people think. People's like, oh, you got to either do academics or athletics. Mm-mm-mm. You forget about the music in between.
Exactly. Lots of ways you can get scholarships. And he's enjoying it. So did you told him you're playing the bassoon? Did we even announce that?
No, we hadn't said that yet.
It's taking too long.
The bass. We said we was doing the bass. Yeah. And then he wanted to give the reasons why he chose the instruments he chose. So it's the bassoon?
Yep.
Which I had to Google.
Let's go.
I'm not going to lie. I played the clarinet. I was like, the bassoon. Shoot. What's the bassoon? Like,
I played the saxophone, so I'm already knowing.
You know, but you played a reed instrument. I played a reed instrument, so I understand the reed part about
it. Sure.
Yeah.
Dee, let me explain why I wanted to play the bassoon. One, because I love bass instruments, and Molly was so confused because she's never heard of it because almost nobody's played it at the school I go to. I'm the first bassoon player since the school has started.
What? Are you really?
I didn't know that.
Dude, you got to get you a plaque, bro.
What?
For real, like,
wow. Okay, Owen, listen, we have to get into Am I the Jerk? So we'll talk to you more about the bassoon later, but I just didn't even know that. I didn't know he was the first one. He also is the only kid in band playing the bassoon. He's the only kid in orchestra playing the bass.
He's the only kid that has ever played the bassoon, clearly.
Somebody
Mommy,
else.
Yeah. I've inspired some young minds to play the bass as some kids in fourth grade are also playing the bass.
Oh! Let's go!
Okay, look at my kid being a leader. Very nice.
We lead. We don't follow around here.
Oh, and thank you. Thank you
Not
for sharing.
Not a leader, an inspirer.
Oh, correction. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
I apologize for offending.
Wow.
Not a leader, an inspirer.
Thank
Why
you.
Is that more, that's just better.
It sounds better.
It sounds better.
It
that's
sounds
just better.
Better.
You're
it
an inspirer,
better.
Sir.
Owen, I love you. Get ready for school. You got to get going. Everybody's coughing. Oh, geez.
Oh, geez.
That was DZ yesterday.
Oh, geez. Oh, geez. School's back.
We got to go, Owen. We got to do Am I the Jerk? But I love you, and I'll see you after school, okay?
Get it, bye.
Have a great day. Okay, bye.
Sheesh, indeed.
He would have kept talking to us if I had let him.
We love it. Come on now.
I know. So Owen's playing the bassoon and the bass, and we'll talk to him more about it another day.
I don't think he realizes the pressure he just gave himself.
Why?
He's got to be the greatest bassoon player ever now, because he's the only one the school's ever had.
He's the leader.
He's got...
If he doesn't set a good example at this point, they're getting rid of it.
He's an inspirer, Allie, not a leader.
I like it. Whatever that means. I mean, I want to be both.
I don't know what that means, but it sounded good.
I like his language. All right, Am I the Jerk? We got to do this.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Uh-oh, this one is about a woman who wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her boyfriend's friends she makes twice what he does because they called her a gold digger.
She wants to know if she's the jerk because she told her boyfriend's friends.
She's in a relationship.
Uh-huh.
She told his friends she makes twice as much as he does because she got sick of them calling her a gold digger. She basically outed that she makes twice as much money as him, which to a lot of men is not okay.
He's the one with the shovel. No, I gotta hear this though, because this sounds wild.
She said, I'm in a relationship with a guy who also works in tech. So they both work in tech. She said, he makes about 68 grand a year.
Nice.
I make 130 grand a year.
Very nice.
Says it right here what she makes. I'm a mechanical engineer at a robotics startup, and he works a more stable job doing programming at a bigger corporate company.
Mm.
So We were out with his friends one night at a party, and they were asking me about myself, and his friends mostly work in tech, too. I told them I'm a hiker and all about all my hobbies, road trips, camping. And one of his friends asked about work, and I said, oh, I don't want to talk about work at a party.
Right, and I feel that.
Yeah, you know, and then they didn't really like it. They thought that she was doing that on purpose.
Oh, you don't want to talk about what you do because you broke.
She said I wasn't doing it on purpose. I was literally just talking about my life, but I guess I gave the impression that I was poorer. So she said it got later in the night, everyone was drinking more, and some of his friends were making jokes about me growing up in a trailer and being a gold digger.
Excuse me?
She said, and how she was ready to jump to a richer guy. So as the night went on, they started making up their own narrative about her. And her boyfriend didn't say anything as all this was happening. So she said, I got irritated with his friends and said, now why would you say that when I make twice what he does? His friends went quiet. I continued saying, there ain't no gold to dig here, not with him or anyone at this party. So y'all think I'm cheap or do you think I'm stupid?
What you trying to do? She said, what you trying to do then?
But she said my boyfriend wanted to leave the party right after that and was upset with me for telling everyone I make twice what he does. But he didn't stick up for me either. She said, so am I the jerk for telling all his friends that I make twice what he does because they kept calling me a gold digger?
I know where she's coming from.
Yeah.
I hear it 100%.
She ended up emasculating him, but he didn't stick up for her either.
Yeah, but I don't think he necessarily had to in a situation. I feel like they were both comfortable in where they were at. She originally said, I don't want to talk about it. She could have kept that narrative going and let them do whatever they wanted. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But she let them get to her and then stoop to their level and then made an awkward situation and an awkward car ride home for them. Mm-hmm. I'm leaning towards yes. I think she's a jerk.
You think she's a jerk?
A very cool jerk, because I respect her busting it out and being like, aha!
I was going to say, I think she's great.
I think she's amazing for it.
I love her for calling him out and just being like, she's not going to, and as if she's going to end up with this guy who won't stick up for her anyway when his friends are talking smack.
Double salute, sis. You know what I'm saying? Good for you, good on you, and now you go figure out whether that relationship is going to work out for you or not. But I think you are a little bit of a jerk because you let them get to you enough to where now you put yourself in a weird situation with you and your man when y'all was good.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be interesting what the listeners say. You can always call or text, and we're going to take your calls next. Is Amy, her name, I gave her anonymous, a jerk for telling her boyfriend's friends she makes twice as much as he does because she got mad about them making fun of her and how much money she has.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Amy wrote in today. You can always submit your Am I the Jerk to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Email us or slide into the DMs.
Sure can. We gonna read them.
She wanted to know if she was a jerk because she told her boyfriend's friends she makes twice as much as he does because they were calling her a gold digger and she didn't like that. And she does make twice as much as he does. They both work in tech.
Who's the one digging now?
So she went off and now her boyfriend is very upset, saying she embarrassed and humiliated him in front of his friends.
A little bogus.
First on the phones this morning, let's go to Whitney in Milwaukee. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning.
All right, girlfriend, which way are we going? Is Amy a jerk for telling her boyfriend's friends, I make twice as much as him?
Ha! Not at all. To get it together.
You say he needs to get it together?
Oh.
You do. I can't believe that you stuck up for him.
DZ. Was she talking to DZ?
Wait, you said I gotta get it together?
She's talking to you, DZ.
How you gonna stick up for him, DZ?
I ain't sticking up for nobody. I just said you a little bogus. Like, had it been flipped around, the dude would be the jerk for saying to her friends, oh, I make double what she does. I make double. It would have been flipped. Woody. I'm just thinking in the fact that their relationship should stand strong enough to where she shouldn't have said nothing. This has nothing to do with him. I couldn't care less about him or his money. This is about her and the fact that she didn't hold their relationship down.
I think if her friends were making fun of him, calling him a busta and saying he was broke and saying he was using it, I think, and they said, well, I think if it was reversed, I think it would have been okay to say the same thing.
Mm.
You can't let your friends make fun of your significant other, and then when they snap, be like, oh, I'm mad at you now.
Had the roles been reversed, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I would have called jerk regardless. Like, you being bogus. Like, you got no reason to tell anybody how much you make or how much more than your partner make.
Oh, no, I'm not the jerk all day on this.
No, I'm sticking to the jerk, whether it's her or him.
I agree you shouldn't tell people that until they're making fun of you over at a party saying you're a gold digger.
Hey, everybody got their own opinion.
You're like, you want to see my bank account? And let's pull up his bank account.
Whitney came at me talking about something. Boy, you better get it together and get on the right side. I do what I want, Whitney.
You triggered her with this one, DZ.
Clearly.
You upset her with that. Okay.
Because she's saying not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Yeah.
Are you done yelling at DZ now? Or
please.
Did you?
Whitney, okay, bye, Whitney. Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Have a good day, Whitney, later.
Amy is calling in Muskego this morning on 6. I think, yeah, she's on 6. Had a lot of stuff going on at this radio station this morning. Good morning,
Amy. It was a lot.
Good morning, my love.
Hey. Gotta play the jam.
Hey, did you hear Whitney and DZ having their little moment on the air just
I
now?
I did.
She tried to come in my neck.
Okay. Girl, I need you to calm down. Don't come at my guy like that. But,
thank you.
Well, if he's wrong.
Hold on. It's a little valid. It's a little valid.
Oh, y'all are tripping.
Here's my thing. I completely agree with you. If your relationship is solid and all of that, but if he didn't see that she was starting to get bothered by it and starts offending her, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, do we know
he was witnessing it happen? Do we know he was by?
I mean, you right on that.
Thank you.
Right on that. Mm. But again, still, you know, you need to have a conversation with your friends. Like, don't be coming at my girl like that.
That's facts.
Okay.
That's facts. That's true.
Yes.
If I mean?
If I was with a guy and his friends were making fun of me, that would be it. I honestly don't think I would be interested in dating him anymore.
If she was uncomfortable and she's like showing pure uncomfortable, or even if, you know what I mean, she walks up and she says something like, hey, bro, your friends were coming at me left. I don't appreciate it. Well, you know, handle that.
It's one thing to be okay with it. Like, people rib and make fun and joke, and especially dudes. Like, we talk trash all day, every day.
I get it. If you can't hang with the best of them, yes, I get it. You know, if you can't take it, you got to be able to turn around and dish it back out.
But if you don't like it, you should also be able to say that and be respected by it.
You guys are making this. This is so easy to say. Here she is with her boyfriend. It's his friends. You're acting like she's just going to start yelling at her.
She should. She could.
She could. Okay,
but
she could.
Instead of snapping and going, I make double what he makes.
But you're acting like she doesn't care what they think of her. Of course, she wants them to like her. And she got to a point where she had to snap because they were being rude.
Right.
They might have liked her more.
Yeah, when they start to get being rude, then by all means, you better let them know what it is, because we're not finna do all that.
One thing we ain't gonna do.
Which way are we going, Amy?
Amy said no.
He's not a jerk.
Not the jerk. Not the jerk. I know we all rolling on.
We gotta shout my baby out. It's his 10th birthday today.
Happy birthday, youngin. Happy birthday.
Yeah, yes.
All right, Amy. We'll talk to you later.
We appreciate you, Amy.
All right, you bye. You guys have a good day. Love you.
Bye.
No, back, bye.
All right, Santino's on the phone. Last but not least, good morning, Santino.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
They're going to lights getting dim.
Nice surprise, the lights are dim. Talk to
us. Hey, DZ, don't interrupt the moment. Don't interrupt the mood.
Excuse me, sir.
Hey, first I want to give a shout out to Lakeshore Community Health Dental Program.
Oh my Dang. God, you guys are killing me with the shout outs. This is Am I the Jerk? That's shout out hour. Santino,
we need
I
a
love
shout out
you.
Segment, dog.
We do need a shout out segment.
We should
dude.
Get one. Let's spitball the idea later.
Shout out to those people. Now, Santino, jerk or not the jerk this morning?
She is not the jerk. We have to understand that if they want to bring that energy, she shouldn't have to sit back and be in the little bubble to say, oh, you're not going to defend me? What happened? No, like, if you come with that energy, meet it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I mean, hell, my wife makes double what I make. I'm proud of it.
I was going to say, hell,
you shouldn't care.
Does.
That's like the goal, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not really the goal, DZ. Come on. I'm not saying it's the goal.
Well,
the goal is to bolster each other until you guys can, like, champion each other's achievements. You not salty at that. That's what I'm saying. The goal is not that your wife makes
double.
Love
you, boys. You good. Be great. Be kind.
All right, bye, boys.
Have a good day. Be respectful. Eddie said bye.
But what I'm saying is that you need to be comfortable with your partner and whatever they do. So if they do make double, he shouldn't have felt salty or some type of way about it. He should have been good with that.
Somebody texted in and said the guy's a coward and the woman's an inspirer.
Bang.
We got to make sure we celebrate each other. So if she's making more, I'm like, bro, what you mad about? Like, she ain't gold digging. I first had to call my boys out for one, trying to assume that she's a gold digger. She's all of this. Like, don't come at the girl that I'm trying to to build my life with. No, we ain't doing that.
I'm glad you said that, because
in that moment,
I feel like nobody was defending the fact that these dudes were making fun of her, and he should have been that one to be like, don't talk to my girl like that, because she's smarter than you, and guess what? She makes more than all of you, too. So now what? That's what I would have done.
Yeah, I feel that.
Go get yourself a woman that's successful. How about that? Like Santino did.
I'd have been like, where your girl at right now? Y'all are sitting here solo.
Ooh, okay. Busting them out. All right, Santino.
We're coming up with all the
extra scenarios. Hey, but at the end of the day, Santino brought the broom. Yep. Sweep, sweep, sweep.
Not a jerk. All right, Santino.
Yeah, have a great day.
We love you.
You too, fam. Later.
So do the listeners, because I can see nothing love but texts right now that say, I love Santino. I love Santino. There's literally multiple texts that say, I love Santino.
Santino got fans.
They love him. Fan favorite for sure. Today, Amy is not the jerk.
Oof.
That means don't be afraid to tell everyone how much you make in a room if they ever call you a gold digger. Be like, oh, let's compare paychecks.
Allie's gold digging. How much you make, Allie? Tell us.
Never.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Thank you to everyone who texted in yesterday during the Hollywood Dirt to say, yes, that was Travis Kelce's mom sitting next to Taylor Swift in the suite at the stadium on Sunday.
The black dude was Travis Kelce's mom?
It was.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. That was the one she chest bumped and everything. Now, her and Travis Kelce were seen leaving afterwards, and everyone was very excited about that. I'm with all the women who made TikToks yesterday and said things like, boy, did I never think I'd see Taylor Swift content on the NFL page, but here we are.
I swear, though.
How you know women are taking over? A Taylor Swift has broken the mold. We've broken into the NFL at this point. We are here now.
Taylor Swift is the new NFL logo, in case y'all ain't know that.
I mean, women have infiltrated the NFL. Here we are. Who would have thunk it would have been this way with Taylor Swift?
It's the TSL now, Taylor Swift League.
Honest to God?
No, she really is everywhere on the NFL pages right now.
I know. That's why I love it. I love it. Like, and they keep giving me more. So they keep uploading more because they see me liking everything along with everybody else.
Your algorithm's going to go full football, and you're not going to know why in 2 months.
Like, what is this?
Why am I only? Jeez. What?
I don't know if you saw the video, though. There is a video where they're down warming up before the game that I finally saw today. And you see Travis Kelce turn around and wave to Taylor Swift up in the suite. And then Patrick Mahomes turns and he does this cute, like, hi.
Hi, Taylor.
And after that happens, all the other guys on the team and just people helping, like coaches and assistants, turn. And you can see them mouthing, who is that?
Who is that?
Who is that?
Is that?
They didn't realize Taylor Swift was up there until Patrick Mahomes waved to her before the game.
Oh, they didn't know she was there.
And then the other guys go, is that Taylor Swift?
Is that T-Swizzle?
So it's interesting to watch some of the other guys not have a clue she was there until it got brought to their attention.
Until somebody pokes and goes, hey, hey, Taylor's up there. Look. Well, look, hey, Travis might really be talking to her,
Travis
bro. Look.
Travis
he knew. But you know, the bros are going to overact, and now all of a sudden, everybody's a comedian. Everybody's waving, hi, Taylor.
I will say the joke's on everyone else at this point, in my opinion, because to those that say she's playing it up for the cameras, she probably is, but I understand why. Imagine being Taylor Swift, and she's even sung about this. It's either I keep it from you, mm-hmm. and you don't believe me and ask me questions and say I'm not telling you the truth, or I parade it in front of you so obnoxiously that I jump up and down. I leave the venue in a convertible with the top down with this guy.
So y'all can see me.
So I'm putting it out there and you're still going to talk bad.
Right.
She's just proving that no matter whether she puts it out there for you to see or hides it, we're going to be talking about her.
It's going to be scandal either way. She can't win. She can't. Oh.
Well, she
did. I mean, I was going to say, they both winning right now. Let's be honest.
Well, she's infiltrated the NFL. You heard it here. Well, look what I have right here. It's a present.
I can't look. I got my eyes closed.
You can look. It's wrapped up in a Kiss FM t-shirt.
I can look? Okay, I got my eyes open.
It's a present for DZ.
Ooh, I love the wrap job.
Thank you. I worked very hard wrapping this for you.
And y'all, I really don't know what this is at all.
Good. I wouldn't tell him. I refuse to tell him.
And I really don't like surprises. I think you know this about me, but here I am being surprised with a gift.
Don't care. You're getting a surprise whether you like it or not.
Live on air.
Live on air.
Let's talk about a fever dream.
All right.
Something I don't know happening on air.
Okay. Here's the deal. I bought something twice online on accident. At the same time.
Oh.
I bought two of them. And coming up next, instead of returning it, I'm going to donate one to DZ and call it a housewarming gift right now.
Okay.
But you have to wait because I'm not going to tell you what it is.
I don't even get to have it yet?
No, we're going
to
play Baby Bash.
Oh, bro, you are bogus.
And then Six Flags Fright Fest tickets are up for grabs right after that next. Oh, you want Fright Fest tickets? It's happening at Six Flags until October 29th, and we've got a four-pack of tickets for you in a few minutes.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, I gotta get through some things first. Listen, there's more important things on the table before you get yours. I got to get mine.
Oh, what's more important, DZ?
More important is the fact that I still haven't received this dang surprise that you've been talking to me about, keeping a surprise since yesterday, talking about, I got you a present, DZ, but I ain't gonna tell you, show you, or give you any hints.
This is such an Allie gift, where I got something by accident, and then I bought you a present, DZ.
So what you said is you ordered it twice, right? Uh-huh. Online.
It was an accident. At the same time, have you ever in an Amazon cart accidentally added something twice and then you go in and you go, oh, I want to buy these three things. And I go buy now, but yep. I don't realize there were two of one item sitting there because I added it twice on accident until it comes in the mail and I realized I ordered two of one thing at the same time.
What are these two? I only wanted one.
I said, well, this is annoying, but I'm not returning this because I know exactly who I want to give this to.
You are killing me with these teases.
Perfect.
It's perfect?
Perfect.
How perfect?
Perfect.
How perfect? Because you know I like things. I like free things, and I like misbought things, then now I get to keep things.
I feel like you're very excited, and you're going to open this and be like, really?
Is this about to be?
That was it. It's okay. It's a kitchen item.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's okay. We like kitchen items. Okay. Okay. Good answer. Good answer.
I feel like I should know this about you because we've worked together too long now, but do you like onions?
Do I love onions?
Oh, thank God. I couldn't remember who didn't like onions around me. Somebody didn't.
Onions and everything.
Somebody didn't. But do you like all onions? Like red?
I'll put
white
onion powder on my onions.
Same. Okay. You know what?
I'll add onion powder to onions just to make it taste more like onion.
You know what? I knew we were kindred spirits.
Come on,
I love
fam.
Onions too. Okay. So this, I bought two of these on accident. And this is your gift. It's going to also be part one of a housewarming gift because I'm getting you more than that.
Stop
this
it.
This is just because I ordered two.
Do I get to open this now?
Obviously. So tell it open.
Hey, this got a little weight to it.
It's
oh, well, let me unwrap it first.
I said I didn't want you to be anticlimactic and you be bummed out if it's not. What do you think it is by looking at it? It's a long rectangular box.
Okay, it's a long rectangular box. It looks, if you know shoe boxes, it looks like it could fit maybe one Chuck Taylor.
Okay, one half of a shoe. Box.
It's a half of a shoebox.
Long.
Rectangular. I'm thinking spatula to some degree.
Oh, okay.
Like a silicone spatula, but it's heavy, so it can be silicone.
It's not a spatula.
You know what? Can I just open my present now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I got to unwrap the t-shirt.
Unwrap the Kiss t-shirt. Do you have one of these? Turn it over. You have one of these?
Oh, snap! It's a vegetable chopping mincer.
It's a vegetable and onion chopper. And these are the green one off of Amazon where you pull down the white and you just chop it all at once.
And it all goes into a container.
And then you just dump your chopped vegetables or onions on top of whatever you're cooking. Ooh. Because I needed an onion chopper because I chopped them by hand to this day. And I went, why am I still chopping my onions by hand? This is stupid. So I ordered one of those off Amazon. I ordered two on accident. That is your first housewarming gift. There's more to come, my friend.
You underestimated. How amazing this is, because we chop and mince our onions, garlic, whatever, we do that by hand.
Oh, you're gonna use this.
Oh man, well, and I say we, but I mean my wife, because she's the master in the kitchen. She doesn't like me messing her stuff
up. Let me see this for a second.
That's
Aaron,
for her.
I got you a
gift.
Aaron, I'm sending this home with DZ.
It's not my gift, actually.
It's a Prep Works, a vegetable chop and mincer. Enjoy. And it's even got it in Spanish as well.
I use it when I make breakfast. That's about it. Saturday morning breakfast, baby. But it's dope. Look, yeah. I don't know if you peeped. It's EPA free and is dishwasher safe.
I knew that. I was doing that on purpose.
Genius.
No, I didn't.
Genius, of
I didn't
course.
Know that.
But no, you write that this is actually a really, really, really nice gift. And I want to talk about it because it's got the container for when you chop it. It goes right in there. You got a mince side and a dice side. So you don't got to do both and it's not going to mess it up. The push lid has a cover. So you're not going to have little chunks flying all over the dang place having to pick it up off the ground.
Somebody texted in. You ready for this? They
What's
said,
up?
Those are amazing for salsa.
Wepa!
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, How did they know? Because I feel like you gave us not clues, not even context. You just said it's something for the kitchen.
Yeah.
Where do you guess onion chopper?
I don't know.
Somebody psychic.
Did we talk about him on the air at some point or something? And somebody just remembered?
Ain't no way.
I don't know.
Ain't no way.
Whatever. The point is, there you go. I ordered two at once on accident. And I know it's happened to other people. You can always text in your experiences. 414-533-1037. And to whoever said those are amazing for salsa, thank you. You've started the ideas going for sure.
Pro tip.
Yeah, we're going to give you Fright Fest tickets coming up next because I know people are waiting for those. A 4-pack of tickets to Fright Fest.
Me, I'm waiting. I can't wait to ask somebody a hard question.
It's next. Six Flags Great America. You could be going. Hold on. It's after SZA. Kiss FM. We are giving away tickets to Fright Fest at Six Flags. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. And if you missed it yesterday or any other day on the show, DZ has openly talked about him and his wife growing up right next to Six Flags.
Bruh, it was our front yard. No exaggeration. My wife was maybe 100 yards from the Superman.
Mm-hmm.
She lived so close.
She could see it.
I was 200 yards from the Superman because I lived on the other side of Grand Avenue. Like, we were right there. I fell asleep to the sounds of... often.
I have to be real. The only time I've stopped at Gurney was to go to Six Flags mm-hmm. if I needed to drop somebody off mm-hmm. or if I went to shopping.
The
or
mall. Gurney
the
Mills.
Mall, or what did we have? White Castle, possibly.
Aww,
a lot of people
snap.
Used to go to there for White Castle.
Used to? What you mean?
We still do. But today it's about Six Flags and
yes.
Fright Fest, which
yes.
is going on until October 29th. Fun time to go visit it because it's all decorated for spooky season, right?
I haven't been in years and I've been missing it. I got to be honest, it might be the time to go this year.
To recheck it out again, all over again. Let's take caller number 30 and they will have to answer one maybe simple question, maybe hard.
I'm going to make it difficult and I'm just going to give you one tip right now. It's a spelling question.
Okay, 414. You
better be ready.
533-1037. Don't worry. DZ won't really make it hard. I don't
yeah,
think.
I am.
Okay.
Why are you shaking
okay,
your
fine.
Head like that?
Fine.
I'm going to make it impossible.
I'm here for
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
It.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism. No. Chill.
Even you can't spell that.
Chill. It's going to be something Six Flags related that you're okay. going to have to spell.
That is simple enough. So we're going to take caller 30 now. And then, FYI, coming up at 9:20 is our second giveaway of the morning, which is Noah Kahn tickets, who's coming to Alpine Valley. This is his new song with Post Malone, if you haven't heard it. It's called Dial Drunk. So those Noah Kahn tickets, 9:20. Got about 40 minutes till those. Right
ish.
Now, Six Flags, baby. We're sending you and three friends. 414-533-1037. Kiss FM. I love that song. And it's not just because I dial drunk and wake up the text I regret sending. That's not the only reason. Noah Kahn right there with Post Malone. Such a great song. Noah Kahn's going to be at Alpine Valley next summer. And we will be giving away those tickets at 9:20 this morning, less than an hour away. But first, because we have so much to give away, it's time to give away Six Flags Fright Fest tickets, which is going on through October 29th at Six Flags in Gurney.
That's right. That's right. Stomping grounds.
That's right. Angelo's in Milwaukee. Good morning, Angelo.
Yes, yes.
What's the word? He sounded ready. He said yes, yes.
That's the way my kids talk to me, Angelo. When I say good morning, yeah, yeah. No, good morning, Angelo.
Good morning,
Ari. Hi. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Thank you.
Papa.
Angelo, we have one question for you. DZ's going to quiz you. And if you get it right, you are going to get 4 passes to go to Fright Fest at Six Flags, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Are you ready to go, my brother?
Yeah.
All right, can you spell Fright in Fright Fest? Can you spell that? Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Yeah, F-R-I-G-H-T.
Woo! I mean, that was tough.
He's going to F-R-I-G-H-T Fest.
Angelo.
F-E-S-T.
Oh! Well, that was a bonus.
Oh, well, we can't give you bonus tickets, my brother. You still get the same amount. But, hey, you spelled that right, too.
Yeah, I don't have any more tickets for you. But the 4 you originally won, you're going to get today.
Woo!
Angelo.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Who are you going to take to Six Flags for Fright Fest?
I was probably thinking my girlfriend and probably her 2 kids.
That would be a good choice.
Smart move.
Yeah.
Smart move.
He says my girlfriend and nobody else.
He's playing the long game. He said, listen, my girlfriend and then me and my girlfriend are going to go back twice.
Exactly. They go, that's not a bad idea.
That's the spin right there, Angela. Hold on. Keep that in your back pocket, Poppy.
That's not a bad idea. Angela, hold on. I'm going to get your info. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome. We will do it again tomorrow, same time. And don't forget those NoahCon tickets coming up 9:20 this morning. Still can't believe Coolio's gone.
Yeah. I ain't going, didn't it just pass a year?
Yeah.
Like, we're not that long ago?
We are not far. It hasn't been that long, but it's one of those where I go, oh my gosh.
It's this month around one of these days, bro. It's like the 23rd, 24th, something
September 28th. In two days, it will be 1 year since he died of an accidental overdose of fentanyl, heroin, and methamphetamine.
Whoa. Look at the time right now.
9:28. Now it's getting weird. Okay.
Anyways.
All right. That was our weird moment about Coolio and the history.
But that's not what's important right now.
That's not what is important because we are going to be giving away NoahCon tickets right now. I warned you earlier. It's time. He's going to be at Alpine Valley July 13th. And it's time. 414-533-1037. Let's take caller number 30. You're going to see NoahCon at Alpine Valley next summer. Be one of the first people to get tickets before you can even buy them. Kiss FM.
Good luck.
Giving away tickets to see NoahCon when he comes to Alpine Valley, July 13th. Yes, we are planning for next summer. You heard me, and we meant it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all. Max is calling in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Max. How's it going?
Good morning. Doing great.
What are you up to in Milwaukee today?
What you up to, Maximilian?
I'm at work right now. I'm at work.
Can you tell us what you do?
I am a school psychologist for Milwaukee Public Schools.
Wepa! That's not a boo. Yes, sir. We need you, sir. Thank you.
My mom was a school psychologist.
I love it.
Well, nice. Well, thank you for helping the kids.
Of course.
Mind if they ever need them.
Hey, Max, are you a NoahCon fan by any chance?
I am. I definitely am.
Well, say less because you're going to see him at Alpine Valley.
Hey-o. Woo!
Awesome. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You and a friend going before anybody else. A lot of people are going to be getting these as Christmas gifts, I'm guessing.
I know, that's right.
The show is next summer at Alpine Valley in July, which is when we love to go watch shows at Alpine Valley. So hold on, Max. We'll get your info. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Good luck helping the kids this morning.
What other show do you know is going to, one, help you out get a Christmas present, and two, already start to plan next summer for you? I'll wait.
I don't have anyone. It's us. It's just us. Thank you, DZ, for pointing that out. When you're right, you're right.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.